Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Make sure to download our podcast at the FNTSY Sports Network Audio Boom channel.
Oh, super.
Got a little news for you.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. I'm Alex Fasano with your fantasy sports news update.
Repping the Iona Gales.
Repping the Iona Gales. Go Gales, Gales Nation. Got a shout out to Tim Clues, four-time MAC winner. Moving on, we got some wild card games from last night's MLB slate, and then we'll get into some of the big stories. We'll get right into it. American League, you guys were talking about it right before the break. Yankees taking care of the Orioles yet again, winning 8-3. Domingo Herman pitched 7 strong innings to become the first 16-game winner in Major League Baseball. And with the win, the Yankees extend their winning streak over Baltimore to 15 consecutive games. It's unbelievable. All other wild card games, Oakland falling to the Giants 3-2. Madison Bumgarner struck out 9.
It's your boy,
Matty Bum, struck out 9 over 7 innings. San Francisco
still not making playoffs, though.
30 cents yesterday, guys. They opened up as a -135 favorite at home. Bumgarner, it was bet down where they almost went off even money. Everybody bet the Oakland A's last night, except for those of you that tailed us here on Make It Rain.
There you go. And the ones who tailed you are the ones who are coming out on top, because now with the loss, the Athletics fall to 3 games out of the wild card spot in the American League. Jumping over to the National League, the New York Mets fall to the Atlanta Braves 3-5. Zach Wheeler went terrible, pitching 5 innings, allowing 5 earned runs, 2 strikeouts, and 2 walks. Ronald Acuna Jr. hits his 34th home run of the year, and the Mets sit 2 games out of the wild card. Speaking of 2 games, the Phillies beating the first-place Cubs. JT Realmuto homered and smacked an RBI double in the 7th to give Philadelphia the win, as they are now tied with the Mets, sitting at 2 games out of the wild card. And the other wild card team, the Brewers, falling to the Minnesota Twins 7-5. Christian Yelich returns, but it's not enough, as Marwin Gonzalez's 3-run shot put Minnesota over the edge. And with the victory, Milwaukee now sits a game and a half out of the wild card spot. Some interesting lines to look at tonight, guys, for the MLB slate. The Yankees and Baltimore yet again. Can they make it 16? Baltimore is sitting at +215 on the money line for all you guys with the underdog favorites.
Take the over.
And the
although,
over
Joe, is this 11. Like one of those getaway days?
Is yes,
this one
it
of those
is.
Getaway days.
You know it.
Day where they're both flying.
Yep. Gotta be careful with those.
So maybe don't take the over today.
Yep.
Maybe we pass today. All right.
Gotta be careful with those.
The over sitting at 11 right now. Yep. Other lines to look at. The Mets taking on the Braves. Mets are at +122. The over-under is 10. And Houston taking on the Chicago White Sox in Chicago. Chicago +245. I mean, it's a long shot, but hey, if you guys are trying to place a couple shekels on something, go right ahead, +245 on the money line. And the over-under is at 10.5. Some other news out of baseball, guys. Red Sox pitcher Chris Sale becomes the fastest player to reach 2,000 career strikeouts. He entered last night's game versus the Indians with 1,995. He struck out the side and then reached the milestone in the 3rd inning. He finished the night with 12 strikeouts over 6 2/3 innings pitch. Boston wins 7-6 in 10 innings. Sale had...
you see, Jose Quintana had 14 strikeouts over 6 innings yesterday.
Unbelievable. Pitchers are wheeling and dealing in Boston and Minnesota. Sale had... 1,626 innings, and Pedro Martinez had 1,711 innings. So it's about a difference of 85 innings. So Chris Sale really starting to pick up the pace after a slow start to this Major League season. And
hey, congratulations on your 5th win.
Yeah, right. 5th win, about he needs it, right? Other news out of the world of sports, the NFL, Indianapolis Colts. General manager Chris Ballard says Andrew Luck now has a high ankle problem after tests were done on Luck this past Monday. Yeah, exactly. Luck went from dealing with a calf strain to having pain in his high ankle-ish area of his
Holy
left
crap.
Leg.
That's new.
Yep. It's pretty interesting to see if this
Yeah,
injury...
it went from calf to bone bruise to high ankle in the matter of 48 hours.
It's ridiculous.
Do you guys realize what we would be doing if the Patriots did this with Tom Brady, this kind of cloak and dagger about an injury? We'd be crucifying them
now. The Patriots do this with everybody, Joe. They list everybody on the injury report as like upper body injury, like it's the NHL.
Yeah, but no, we've got three injuries in 2 weeks here now. Like, for, like he's telling us it's a calf, and now we're being told it's a shady.
Jim Irsay doesn't help either.
Oh, hell no. Right. Like, we'd be crucifying them right now.
Really, really troubling. A quote from Ballard says, from the start, we've been dealing with a calf injury. And in March through camp, he was dealing with a calf and a little area below his calf. He said if luck is willing, he's very much ready to play less than 100% if they very much need him to. I don't know if you want to push him in that situation because he's your franchise player.
Yeah, that reminds me of Kevin Durant.
Listen, I'm no doctor, guys, but I'm fairly certain there's not a lot of correlation between a calf injury and now I've got a high ankle sprain. Like, what in the hell are you talking about? If you got a calf injury, you're probably not walking anyway. What the hell are you talking about? Oh,
This reminds me of Kevin Durant. It really does. Like, the calf is really maybe moving to the Achilles and blah, blah, blah.
What is it, thigh bone connected to the what?
Yep.
Yeah.
And
ridiculous.
Because the Colts, we've seen kick the can down the road before, this is very troubling.
Crazy, very crazy, crazy. More news out of the NFL. Antonio Brown hopes his feet are born again after Hard Knocks. There was a clip from Hard Knocks talking outside of the Raiders training facility, but we'll see if his feet are back to normal and he's back on his feet again. Sending it back to Dane and Joe, helping you make it rain this Wednesday morning. I'm Alex Fasano for the Fantasy Sports News Update.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
Oh, final hour, make it rain on this Wednesday, August the 14th. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez, want to welcome you in. Plenty to get to this hour, including our favorite make it rain plays of the day. We've got some golf starting tomorrow, too. We got a golfer or two there. You may want to throw a couple of shekels down as this is the next leg of the FedEx playoff for the PGA Tour. So we'll give you those. Major League Baseball, bit of a getaway day today, but we do have some early games, so we'll talk about that and NFL preseason week two. But I did want to mention, Dan, I forgot, and for those guys in the pit there too, who are part of this this Fantasy Sports Radio Network fantasy football pool that we've got going on here that I drafted Kareem Hunt, and I'll probably never hear the end of that. I forgot to tell you, Dane, I took it upon myself. I got a buddy down here that's in a business of trophies. And so what I did is I sent him a picture because I thought, what better way to crown the winner of whoever this is than with a trophy of his foot? So that's what he's making. He's making us a trophy right now, molded out of this six-toe alien, whatever the hell this is, with Antonio Brown. He's going to make us a big trophy there.
Like,
so
it.
Whoever, the last place, all right, whatever you want, that's fine. Last place person gets the toe trophy, and that's he's going to bake that for us. So I'll have that in a couple of weeks, and we'll be able to put that in the studios there, right behind Gabe and everybody in the morning. Yes, exactly.
Absolutely.
So,
that is
all
awesome,
right,
Joe. Thanks.
Yes.
Bavona says for the last place team, you know, it makes me wonder, you know, like, leagues get creative with their prizes or their booby prizes and stuff like that. And I've heard some great ones, but this is going to be an interesting trophy, to say the least. Joe, thanks. Sounds good.
You do not want that trophy. Bottom line is you do not want that thing hanging around your office. You do not
it's a nice
want that.
Consolation prize, though.
Yes, outstanding. All right, we'll
That's
get
awesome,
to our
Joe.
Make It Rain plays, plus the latest headlines coming up here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth DailyRoto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. the 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
The morning after.
Freddie Kitchens here saying, I like the kid. I think he's a good person. Sometimes people lump these sort of things into being a bad person. When people lump in stolen credit card, theft of a dead girl, and sexual assault accusations, and people just sort of lump all that stuff together, Joe.
Josh Gordon, he just couldn't stop smoking weed.
Josh Gordon actually isn't a bad guy.
He just can't stop smoking weed. This guy is a total POS.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
All right, Major League Baseball abbreviated day here. Some afternoon games. Last night, of course, we had a full slate and some pretty important games, interesting games to start the series, including the Mets taking on the Atlanta Braves last night for their series here. And we knew this was going to be big. Teams had an off day on Monday. They met in Atlanta, SunTrust Park, last night, and things can always get worse, but it wasn't a good night for the Mets. Not only did they lose the game, but they also might have lost probably their best hitter there in Jeff McNeil, who left the game with a what looked like a hamstring injury last night as he was running out a ground ball to first base. Guys hitting .332, guys, 31 doubles, 15 home runs, 54 ribbies, 67 runs scored, 442 plate appearances. He and Alonso are your two MVPs as far as the Mets go, and him not in the order is going to be a problem. Now, we don't know yet. They haven't obviously released anything. He was going to go have it checked out. Don't know if or how much time he is going to miss, but that is a significant loss if it holds true for the Mets. And he wasn't the only injury last night, too, when Gerrit Cole, and what a mad dash, by the way, to the ticket
late
counter
scratch
last night. Once Cole was that late scratch in that game, and that, too, appears to be some sort of hamstring issue is what it sounds
hamstring,
like.
Yeah,
and again, we'll know more, MRI, all of this other stuff. If either of those guys spend any significant time on the IL, all of a sudden, boy, that Zach Greinke trade looks huge right now, doesn't it? Absolutely. It was already huge. Now it's absurd. But don't forget about Wade Miley. He's the poor forgotten guy on that rotation. All he's done is gone out there and win. But Gerrit Cole, listen, Cy Young guy this year, man. And he is, you're losing him, that's a problem. Mets losing McNeil would be a problem. So keep an eye on this. Also, Minnesota last night, congratulations, was able to bounce back. And not only did they bounce back, but one of the things going on with the Milwaukee Brewers, which is great news for the Cardinals, Nationals, Mets, everyone else chasing them, is that, you know, going into last night's game, Josh Hader hadn't pitched in 6 days. And the last couple of times he pitched, he got taken yard, babe. Like, he lost saves. So what they did is decided to back off him a little bit. They thought they were using him too much, give him a little rest. So what happens? He comes into the game last night in a late-inning opportunity there to hold the lead, and he promptly gives up a three-run go-ahead home run to the Minnesota Twins. So he has been a shell of what he was last year, and that was supposed to be the best part of the Milwaukee Brewers was that bullpen, right? That shutdown. And,
right.
You know, you got Hader going in there, and the game, not to mention Milwaukee can't hit outside of Christian Yelich, so... it gives me hope that I'm holding that San Francisco Giants ticket who, oh yeah,
there it is.
By the way, they won. Milwaukee, I think, is the one team of the guys in there I just don't trust. I don't see the Milwaukee Brewers being there when it's all said and done. And also, can I tell you something? I don't trust the Cubs who cannot win on the road, Dane. The Cubs, you get a pitcher that goes out there, pitches a 14-strikeout performance in 7 innings
yep.
against the Phillies team, and you still lost. It's the road splits are staggering for the Cubs. And you would figure, Dan, Wrigley is known as the wind blows, you get a lot of overs, right. It's a hitter's ballpark. Those pitchers dominate at Wrigley. The same pitchers dominate at Wrigley. They go out on the road. They can't win anything. Your dude strikes out 14 and you still lose. To me, that's a giant red flag going into the final month here as they head to the playoffs. If you can't win on the road, who in the hell are they going to beat in the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. You know what, though? Quintana still helped my fantasy team with 14 strikeouts yesterday,
Joe.
No.
Listen, hey, you know, congratulations. But yes. You have to win a 14-strikeout performance game when he gives up one run.
No, absolutely. And here's the thing, though, Joe, and I think this is important perspective because what we've been doing for the last few weeks is talking about the Giants, the Mets. You know, we've been kind of highlighting whichever out of that group of whatever it is, like 7 teams that are so close to each other, we've been highlighting whichever team is on the hot streak. Right. And being like, hey, maybe they can do it. What I think is important to note, Joe, if you take a step back, these teams are all right around 500. That's what these teams are. So let's not we talk about them because they're competing for a playoff spot. But let's all realize these are teams that are like 2 games above 500 at your Giants are 500 right now at 60-60. You know, so, yeah, they're gonna not look so good. Yeah, they're going to have holes on their team. Yeah, their bullpens may get exposed. Yeah, they won't be able to sustain an injury to an all-star middle infielder, right? Like, we kind of have to realize this because they're only 500 teams, Joe, you know, and I think that's important
correct.
Context. And whoever pops their head up, that's why we say whoever gets hot at the right time at the end is going to take down this wild card because it's rising above mediocrity, Joe.
Yep. No, listen, it's they're going to be there. I mean, all of these teams, there are going to be 2 teams now. It could just end up where it's the Cardinals and the Nationals are heads and tails above everyone else when it's all said and done. And they're going to battle in the wild card spot. But the Giants, the Mets, the Brewers, even the Cubs who, you know, have to figure out a way to win on the road that they haven't been able to figure out all year long. And it's important to remember that, too, if you're going to bet them for the rest of the year. At home, they're a different animal. They're a different handicap than they are on the road because they showed you last night. You still get the pitcher to go and throw and strike out 14 Philadelphia Phillies and still lose the game. And you kind of had a feeling yesterday with the news that the Phillies were bringing back good old Charlie Manuel, the guy that I think is the all-time winningest Philadelphia Phillies head coach there, led him to a World Series in 2008, pennant in 2009. Oh. They also threw his ass out of the organization a couple of years ago to go in a different direction. Remember, they wanted to go analytics. They wanted to. Right. Charlie was a little too old school. Apparently he's not too old school to bring his ass back into the dugout now and make him the hitting coach, because that's exactly what they did. And well, congratulations. You got your hands full, Charlie. They struck out 14 times last night. At least they won the game. But man, oh, man. And I think the Mets and hiring an 80 some odd year old pitching coach midseason, right? And look at the maybe old school Dane isn't that bad in baseball after all, is it?
Yeah, maybe, you know, it is a traditional sport that waxes poetic about their record books. And so I think you're right, Joe. It's the best thing, the best teams and approaches, I think, is a mix of the sabermetrics, mm-hmm. the analytics, and common sense baseball, right? And so I think both of them have its place. But when we talk about all these teams, the Phillies, the Mets, the Brewers, whatever, Joe, I am still going to lean to the teams that I think have the best starting pitching, because I think that is the ultimate advantage in Major League Baseball. And that's why I agree with you. I don't believe in the Brewers. You know, I don't believe in the Diamondbacks because I don't think they have enough pitching to get after it. And that's still why I look at what the Nationals can do with their top line starters. We know what the Mets can do. You talk about Mad Bum, that sort of thing. I think it is going to be, you know, Quintana had a good start, but then ultimately lost still. It is, though, going to be the starting pitching that decides this NL wild card, and that's still why I will lean Nationals and Mets.
Yeah, it's. I agree with you, and I do like. Listen, the Cards are scrappy. They got a bunch of veteran guys on that team.
They could win the NL Central, Joe. And they could win the Central.
To me, they're my pick to win the Central, because I don't. I can't trust a team that can't win on the road, and not just. Well, they're almost 500. Like, guys, it's not even close. Their home road splits are ridiculous, and you ain't playing
the
whole home games.
They're 41-19 in Wrigley.
Right.
They are the division leading Cubs are 13 under away from Wrigley. They're 23-36 away from Wrigley. And this is a team that's leading the division.
That's mind blowing, is it not? I mean, that is absolutely mind blowing, which is why I'm telling you tonight, take a look at this this game against the Phillies. Cole Hamels for the Cubs. Aaron Nola, the ace. They are not the same team on the road that they are at Wrigley Field. Keep that in mind. All right, we'll talk a little here, a little NFL as we take a look at the games tomorrow. We'll do that. We'll make a rain plays for you coming up. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grit where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grit. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grit. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did we just become best friends?
Yup! The best friends forever.
Once you get into that second round range of running backs, it's like the quicksand tier. Everything about those running backs in the round two, like round three range, every running back has something that's a knock on them. Dalvin Cook has missed a ton of games his first 2 years. Joe Mixon, questionable Bengals offense and offensive line. Nick Chubb has Kareem Hunt coming back second half of the season. You have to ask yourself who has the highest upside. Dalvin Cook does have some pretty tantalizing upside in that early second round range.
Watch live weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY YouTube channel.
All right, NFL preseason, it is here, and we've got another slate of games coming up tomorrow, and you know season-long fantasy drafts, they're in full swing as well. If you head over to rotoexperts.com, you can check out the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package. It includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the net. Thank you to Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts. They'll have you covered with Dynasty, season-long, and best ball formats, giving you an edge regardless of what type of season-long fantasy football you play. You can save 10% now, rotoexperts.com. Just use the promo code FNTSY. That is 10% off. Promo code FNTSY. It is the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, and it's only at rotoexperts.com. Want to welcome you into Make It Rain, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez here as we get ready for not only NFL, we've got the next leg there of the FedEx Cup playoffs at the BMW Championships at Medina there, Dane. And listen, I think that there's a couple of guys here that you need to keep an eye on that have good prices for this tournament. And one of them is definitely not Tiger Woods. Although Tiger, I can tell you this, last week he was selling us on the, I'm not feeling well. He withdrew, right? This week, yeah. I'm hearing how good a shape he's in, like, and how he's feeling much better. And he also happens to love this golf course where he's won about 7 or 8 times. So Tiger loves the, and we know with Tiger when it comes to courses he loves and he's used to, right? Like, Augusta. Yeah, he tends to be good. Sure. But keep an eye on three guys to me. Justin Thomas, I think Patrick Reed again, and Jordan Spieth are three guys you're going to want to keep an eye on. I do think these are guys that are ready. Finally, Patrick Reed's one of the, he's a streaky guy. When he starts to play well, it doesn't go away. He gets it rolling. And leading up into that win last week, he had been playing well. Now that he won, he's that kind of arrogant SOB where he's just going to keep it rolling. Okay. So I certainly like him. Also like him in any matchups you're going to get in round one. But I do think that Jordan Spieth and our boy there, Justin Thomas. Justin Thomas is due, and he likes this golf course. He's played well here before. They're in the 20s and 30s. I mean, 20-1, 30-1 number with some of these guys. So just a couple of names to keep out there, and I don't think any of us would be surprised if Jordan Spieth finally puts 4 rounds together. He's been this close each round where he's just had one outlier, where a bad shot here or there, and all of a sudden he puts up a number in the 70s and knocks him out. But I think Spieth, give me Patrick Reed, because he's just that kind of annoying SOB that he refuses to lose. Right. And I like Justin Thomas to come by. So those are a couple to keep an eye on as the BMW Championship tomorrow. I think what's his face? Let's face it, you know it, and I know it. The lunatic.
No doubt.
Yeah, I think Dustin Johnson is finished, but I do think Brooks. I think Brooks is going to wait until the final tour. He's going to wait till the tour championship just to be. That's going to be his final major of the year, and he's going to show up there with all the marbles on it because he leads obviously in money and points. So he's right. Just going to wait until next week, and then he's going to shoot, 61, 63, 64, 61, and he's just going to stick it to everybody. I have a feeling that's how it's going to end up, my man.
All right, so just so you know, Joe, Patrick Reed is at 25-1 on FanDuel. Jordan Spieth is at 29-1, but Justin Thomas is a little shorter at only 15-1. Here's a question I have for you, Joe, and I don't, you know, you are the golf guy more than me for sure, but here's just a general, the way I would think about it, narrative-wise. Joe, correct me if I'm wrong, but they cut it down from like 70 to 30 this week, right? Is that right?
Next week it will be the final. Today is this week is 70. They 125 to 70, and then from this week to next week, the top 30.
Okay, so whatever the cut line is, like that advances to the final week, whatever. I would look to find: are there any guys you like that are just on the wrong side of it, who in essence have to have a good week to remain in contention and like survive in advance, you know? If it's the top 70, are there is there any guys 71 through 75? You know, if it's the top 30, are there any guys 31 through 40, you know, in the point standings that like, you know, just like you said, Brooks can kind of take this week off and then bang him at the end, right? Are there any guys that you like that are right there on the wrong side of the cut line? Because what do we do, Joe? We handicap motivation a lot of times, right? And those are the guys going in. Though they need a big weekend, and if they have a big weekend, they can stay alive and progress, right?
Yeah.
So I would ask you, are there any guys that fit that description that are just behind what will be the cut line after Sunday?
Yeah, there are. I mean, guys like Justin Thomas, for instance, guys like Jordan Spieth, where they need really good performances. And don't forget, because there are still a lot of guys between them and the top 30. However, the guys that are just behind them, if they go out and shoot lights out, they're going to get passed. So I do think the pressure is on Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas to go out and perform well. And they've been grinding it. And that's why I would expect these guys to have pretty good weeks. Patrick Reed, because he won last week, is automatically going to advance here. But yeah, keep an eye on those two. Cantley's another guy you got to keep an eye on. He's a dude who hasn't played well in about 2 months. Since he won the Memorial, but we all know what happens when Patrick Cantlay gets it going, man. So a little motivation here could, and you're absolutely correct. Motivation this week, not getting passed. Like, you know, if you're Brooks cut, you ain't got to worry about anything, right? I mean, you're there, you're the money leader, you're the points leader. But if you're a lot of those, some, you know, your big name guy that hasn't played well in 3 months, 2 months, and you, well, at least you haven't won, but you've been playing well. You know, keep an eye on those guys because I think this is their
what they think is their last opportunity.
Right.
I'm looking at some names that we've talked about all year that are literally right now in the 30s in the standings. You know, Spieth at 31, Matsuyama at 32, Stenson at 34, Kevin Na at 37. These are guys who have a lot on the line this week to, you know, maintain their standing and be live for the championship. So I'd be interested in their motivation.
Yeah, and we'll do that tomorrow, of course, on Make It Rain. We'll live. We'll talk about some of the matchups. We'll go ahead and place the wagers here with you guys. There are some dudes who will fade. There are some guys we'll absolutely back. And there's definitely some money to be made in matchups this week at the BMW Championship, and that tees off tomorrow. Thursday night also, don't forget, NFL football here, Dane. Thursday night games. Jets and I want to ask you about the Jets. Jets in Atlanta, right? So let me ask you, as a Jet fan, with what you saw last week, what is it that you want to see this week? Do you care to see the relationship between Darnold and Jameson Crowder and everyone else? Are you what are you looking for from the Jets? Do you expect them to step it up starters wise defensively? What are you hoping to see against Atlanta tomorrow night as a Jet fan?
I just want to see the progressions continue. I want to see Sam Darnold look good in his drives, whether that's two drives or more. I want to see him being comfortable in the offense. I want to see him reading the field, that sort of thing. And I wouldn't mind seeing Le'Veon Bell on the field. You know, I wouldn't mind seeing the shiny new toy as well, right? Just to see how it all looks a little bit with Sam, with all the weapons at his disposal. And then, Joe, what I want to see is everyone leave the game healthy. That's about it, Joe. You know what I mean? I just want to see how it looks like. More comfort, you know, more familiarity. I want to see maybe some hot routes. I want to see Sam at the line being like, kill, 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 and go to another play, something like that. Things that will show that he's just continuing his progression. And it'd be nice if number 26 was on the field also.
I'd also like to see, and one of the things that I'm going to be looking at is you had one preseason game and your kicker retired. So the kicking game, to me, is an issue for the Jets here because you made it an issue. You let a guy go that was with Jacksonville for 100 years, one of the, one of the better kickers. You allowed him to go. He comes in here, he shanks a couple of kicks, and then he retires after the game. Like, you can't allow the kicking game to go into the season where you're rotating guys in, Dane. That scares me.
Yeah, I mean, but I think that, you know, there's plenty of veterans they can bring in, have a tryout, pick the best out of three guys they bring in. It'll probably be names we've heard of before. But, you know, one other thing I do care about, Joe, we talked, I believe it was yesterday, about the second cornerback for the Jets, mm-hmm.
yes.
right? Outside of Tremaine Johnson. And let me mm-hmm. tell you something. They're playing Atlanta tomorrow, right? The Falcons are a team that can test your secondary. And so I think that's great. That's what we want to yep. see. You know, like on Hard Knocks yesterday, they were like, look at this guy. That's Aaron Donald, right? You're practicing against him. Have him make you better. And I would say yep. the same thing about the Jets secondary tomorrow in that game. Like the Falcons, I don't know if we're going to see Matt Ryan. I doubt we're going to see Julio Jones. But, you know, whether it's Mohamed Sanu or Calvin, really, whatever, it's a system. It's an offense that I know can perform and test the back end. I want to see yep. how the Jets hold up to the test.
Also, the main game tomorrow night, the featured game, 8 o'clock, Kyler Murray, Arizona at home, taking on the Oakland Raiders. AB is in the building, won't be playing, but he's in the building. But again, another chance to check out Arizona, that offense, and see what they do to progress. So there's an important thing with these games is turn into the first couple of series, because for the first time, you might actually be able to get a chance to see. And I think with Kyler Murray, it's important to be able to see, well, we saw the first series last week. All right, do they do more of the same, the little outs, the dinks and dunks, or are they going to unleash a little bit, try some things down the field and see where it goes from there? And also, a lot of talk, Green Bay is taking on Baltimore, and we know Baltimore don't like to lose, right? Are we going to see Aaron Rodgers? Do you think it matters if we see Aaron Rodgers? Don't forget, new head coach, new offense, new a lot of stuff for Green Bay, actually. You care to see Aaron at all?
Whatever Aaron Rodgers thinks he needs, I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
I
don't think he'd,
he'll be fine. If he thinks he needs some series, cool. If he doesn't, who am I to judge?
How much does Lamar play again? He played almost the first half. So some questions still to be answered. More on that next.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID, and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Oh, I got a live one here.
All right, our Make It Rain plays of the day coming your way. Major League Baseball early afternoon games. We'll go over those coming up. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Talking about this week's Week 2 NFL preseason games. Some interesting notes. Le'Veon Bell not playing, it appears. Adam Gase, nobody seems to be in a rush to get him on the field at this point, even though it's been, I don't know, a year since he's played, but no harm, no foul, which is good to go. We did tell you, though, interesting enough, that we found out the Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks starters will play against Minnesota to start that game for a little while. Pete Carroll happens to be one of those coaches going up against another one of those coaches that actually likes that winning culture. They like to win. Mike Zimmer likes to win games in the preseason. Pete Carroll likes to win games in the preseason. It'll be interesting, but our first look at Russell Wilson, Tyler Lockett, Chris Carson, Jerron Brown, yeah. DJ Fluke are the rookie. So we will have an opportunity finally to take a look at what the Seahawks are working with. And again, the interesting part about Seattle, that backup quarterback position between Geno Smith and Paxton Lynch, Geno had surgery. I think last week or something along those lines. So I don't know that he'll be ready, but Paxton Lynch lit up Denver last week in game one. He'll be the primary backup. They did sign JT Barrett, the former Ohio State quarterback. Oh, yeah. They brought him in as well. So we'll see him, but I think, the line on that game is interesting. We'll see what happens here, with this game where maybe Minnesota sends out number one D, Seattle sends out number one offense. What's the line in that game?
Minnesota's at home in this game, Joe, and they are laying four. What's interesting to note for me is that the juice is a little uneven. It looks like this line may move to 4.5 even. You know, they're kind of begging you to take the Seahawks at plus four. So that may change. The total is 41.5. Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. You said it. So, you know, Carroll likes to win in preseason. And if this line goes more to over four, I think it could be an interesting investment opportunity.
Yep. And again, two defensive minded head coaches, too, guys that pride themselves in defense, too. So it'll be I doubt there'll be 40 points apiece scored in this game. I'm just saying that. So, and you did mention, too, some note here, guys. We talked about a lot of totals in the 30s last week. We got them jacked up here a little bit, don't we, Dane?
Yeah, most of the totals are in the 40s. It's looking more like a regular season week, you know. I'll reel them off. You know,
starters,
it's like 44.5, you got a 42.5. There are two, Joe, that are still really low. And maybe we should dissect why that is. There are two this week that are still in the mid-30s. Eagles-Jags. Ooh. Is in the mid-30s. And I think they said Nick Foles is not playing against his former team in this one. They're going to save Foles. So, you know, who's the backup? You know what I mean? Because didn't that other kid get blown up by the Ravens last week? You know, remember the Jaguars didn't score many points at all. Mm-hmm. And then you look at the Eagles, right? Carson Wentz, not going to be playing. Nate Sudfeld, broken wrist. So who are the quarterbacks that are going to be playing in this game? I think that's why it's still at 35 is the total in this one. You taking the bait on this one, Joe?
Two teams that have the depth on defense for both of these teams is pretty damn good, man. So I would almost lean it's in Jacksonville, right?
They want you to take the over, Joe. That's why it's 35. Yeah. They're trying to, I think this is a trap.
I do too. I think this is 17-14 kind of situation. I think
stinks to high helly hell. Yeah,
it really does, man. I'm with you, brother. No Nick Foles. No, none of that. They're not going to create it. They're going to be in Jacksonville. It's on the road. I kind of, I'm leaning under in that game.
Who's the Eagles quarterback? Who's going to be the Eagles quarterback
here?
That's
exactly correct. Who's throwing it? Who's throwing it?
It's not Wentz. It's not Sudfeld.
What are you doing with Indianapolis now that we know there's no even remote?
You got to keep Brissett in bubble wrap.
Right.
You
got to
keep Jacoby Brissett in bubble wrap. We're going to see Chad Kelly. Kelly Tough is what we'll see a lot of the game. And then, Joe, the other game, it's at 38.5. That's the other total. That's pretty low. It's Packers at Ravens. And we know Harbaugh likes to win. We know that defense, you know, so that could be it. And to your point, I don't know that we're going to see any Aaron Rodgers action, right? So you got Packers-Ravens in Baltimore at 38.5.
I think I'm going to go on record. I'm going to say this. The Packers are going to self-implode here this year. I really, really think Aaron Rodgers, as talented as he is, I think he's extremely overrated. And I think, you know, he pointed the finger at Mike McCarthy all these years, and it was Mike McCarthy this, Mike that. Everything out of Aaron Rodgers' mouth since they brought in Matt LaFleur has been me. He's got something to say about everything. And yesterday he melted down a little bit because the reporters are like, so how's the relationship with Matt LaFleur? Which is a legitimate question. You blew out the last head coach here because you kept telling everybody. And, you know, he said, oh, this is all you guys are. This is you guys create this. You know, again, with the whole it's everybody else. You guys just want to put it in a news cycle. Well, all you do is say crap that puts you in the news cycle. Like, that's what you do. You talked about how having kickoff drills in practice is not a smart thing to do while the Players Association is watching. You talked about how you want to have more freedom in this offense than LaFleur is allowing. Like, you say something every week that makes us go, he's not getting along with Coach LaFleur. Like, this is not going to work. And then he gets all bent out of shape when reporters ask him. I think this is the same thing, man. All of those rumors we heard over the years about Aaron Rodgers being a bit of a head case and a bit of a problem, I think it's – what's the excuse going to be if it melts down this year? Is it going to be everyone else's fault again?
No, it wouldn't. You know, it wouldn't. And that's actually why I'm on the other side of this, Joe. Honestly, I have the Packers winning the NFC North. I think Aaron Rodgers will be in FU mode and kind of this is his chance to prove that it wasn't him. We'll see how it goes. You know, but Joe, the win total is 9 and the under is at plus money. So if you think it goes left for the Packers, there's an investment opportunity there. I think what you're talking about, though, with Aaron Rodgers and all this, go back to the show, Joe, about Antonio Brown and how the media creates these things, right? And so whether it's him talking or not, you know, Aaron Rodgers is a weird cat, I'll give you that, but I think he's a damn fine football player, and I actually think the Packers are going to do well this year. So we're on the other side of the we'll have to look at how the Packers fare and if it unravels throughout the year, but I actually have them winning the NFC North. Are you on the Bears or the Vikings? Who do you like to win that division?
I like the Vikings to have a better year. I think it's going to be ultimately Bears and Vikings. I don't trust Aaron Rodgers. I think new head coach, it's a recipe for disaster because if it's not 100% smooth early on in the season and, the media is not putting words into his – like, he's coming out and creating controversy is what he's doing. Every time he opens his mouth, he's got something to say about already what LaFleur is doing, whether it's the offense. or what they're practicing. And like, you create it. Like, the media is not creating it. You're creating it, Aaron. And with his track record, I think that's a recipe for it's definitely worth monitoring. I'll say that, because if they start off 4-0, 5-0, hey, listen, winning cures a lot of aggravation.
Sure.
But I think with that, it's what happens if they're not winning. I think that's going to be, and all of a sudden Aaron turns on the head coach. Like, what happens then? So it'll be interesting to see what happens. But curious. Will we see him tomorrow night?
In the season opener, Joe,
mm-hmm.
I'll take Green Bay +3 in the hook on the road on the Thursday night game against Chicago.
Who are they playing? In Chicago?
Yep, and I'll take Aaron Rodgers +3.5. Last year in the same situation, he got carted off, Joe, came back and put the dagger in him.
You know,
Aaron Rodgers loves to beat down the Bears. This is the national spotlight, and I get the hook also. I get 3.5. I'll take those points, Joe.
I'm shocked that that's even at you even got the hook in there right now. I'm wondering how long that'll
plus
stay
three and
there.
A half.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm not sure how long that's going to be there. But that was that's a game I'd wait to get that. I guarantee there's going to be an awful lot of money coming in late there for Green Bay. I guarantee there's going to be a lot of money. Doesn't he own them? What is his record against Chicago? It's like absurd, isn't it?
It's absurd. Exactly. Yeah. Like I said, he was on the damn carted off last year. It didn't matter. you know?
That's why I'm shocked it's at 3.5 already. I could see an awful lot of money coming in. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to like it. I'm going to take it now and I still get the hook, because you think it's going to wind up 2.5 or something like that by the time game time. But,
yep.
You know, hey, Joe, I will take Green Bay on the road in that national spotlight with Aaron Rodgers and the opportunity to go F you to the world and carve up the Bears. I will take that. And you give me 3.5 points as well. I'll hit submit.
Interesting. All right. Well, let's see if we can get them past. Let's see if they can win a game in preseason going up against Baltimore, who definitely wants to win. And what are they laying? 4 points tomorrow night, I think. They're laying 4 as well. So give me. And you know, Lamar's probably going to play the whole first half. He's going to throw it.
And I thought about this Baltimore. Joe, you know what's interesting? In the preseason, if you're playing defense against the Ravens and they run any kind of read option, you know they're handing the ball off to the running back. Right?
Yeah, that's.
He is not taking it in the preseason. It's the read option, sure, and that's a big part of the offense, sure. But at least in the preseason, he's giving it. He ain't taking that risk. They're not doing that with Lamar. He's not running. So when that play is happening, you're that D end, go for the running back, right?
Yeah, go get him, because you know it's coming. Yeah, you know, I'm going to be see if maybe they put the ball up in the air a little bit more this week too, because. Listen, you keep telling me how, you know, the passing offense is, you know, the kid is a better passer than you. Well, let's go ahead and see. I mean, you know, have him throw it up there. Let's see what we got.
20 yards that like well overshot his receiver that looked bad.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. So I think they need more work on the passing game than they do the running game. That's for sure. So it'll be interesting to see what Harbaugh does, but. His record speaks for itself, guys. He's going to play to win in that game. 4 points or no 4 points, he's going to be playing to win. All right, Major League Baseball tonight, abbreviated schedule here. 12:30, you got Rangers and Blue Jays. 1:05 and 1:10, you've got Red Sox and Indians in their final game, and Yankees taking on that Double-A team, the Baltimore Orioles. Is there anything you're looking at on the card here tonight that strikes your fancy here?
You know, it's interesting. We talk about how these totals and pitching these days, right, Joe? But today in Washington, you got Strasburg and Bauer, right?
Yes.
And you got that kind of day game, getaway game, and I'm at a 9 total, Joe. Like, my mind wants to take the under, but I can't pull the trigger, Joe. That's what I'm looking at right now.
Damn, you want to pull it though, don't you?
I really want to, but I don't know if I have balls to do it. If you want to know the truth, I really don't know if I can pull the trigger on a damn under. Remember how we asked yesterday, like who would the two pitchers have to be? Well, Bauer and Strasburg. I mean, that's
I am
pretty good,
shocked, dude. Of all the games, you didn't pick Edwin Jackson going to the mound for the Tigers. What is wrong with? And by the way, he pitched great last week.
The Mountain's offense sucks too.
Give me Aaron Nola to keep the Chicago Cubs winless on the road too. I'll take Nola at home. Give me the Phillies. Charlie Manuel on the bench tonight. They're gonna get a big lift from good old Charlie. All right, morning after next. Good luck. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Morning after next.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did you miss me?
Here's what you missed on Make It Rain.
And I don't want to miss a thing.
This Andrew Luck thing is getting out of control, and it's so much so that what we were originally told with a calf, not, and by the way, by Andrew Luck, by Frank Reich, like everybody we had heard from, including Andrew himself, kept telling us how it's a calf, you know, my calf, it's a little tight. It's we, you know, it happened back in April, but we're letting it go. Okay. Well, now yesterday, somehow or another, the calf strain has now morphed into a mysterious ankle bone injury. And now we are being told by the general manager there that, yeah, it's Chris Ballard says he's not going to play at all for the entire preseason. And here we go again, because now we've got the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. You tell us a calf, he tells us his calf, and now all of a sudden it's an ankle and it's a bone injury. And oh yeah, by the way, he's not going to play the preseason. But the problem with Andrew Luck is not only will he not play in the preseason, it's and that would be fine. Nobody can, Andrew Luck doesn't need to play in the preseason, but what he needs to do is practice with the damn team. And right now he can't practice. He's not even practicing with the team. That's the big problem here. So all of a sudden, you've already ruled him out playing in the preseason. If he doesn't get on that field and practice with this team, guys, it could be week 4 or 5. Like we said, if it's even what they say it is, because at this particular point, nobody knows. Is it an ankle? Is it a bone? Is it? The bottom line is, whatever it is, those of you that invested in Andrew Luck there, Dane, for the fantasy purposes, those of you that are backing the Indianapolis Colts early on in the season, they've already taken week one off the board now. A lot of the books have already pulled that off against the Chargers. Listen, I love Jacoby Brissett, but he's not Andrew Luck. And once again, Dane, the warning signs, red flags, man, they are raised, babe. They are red flags everywhere with the Colts and Andrew Luck.
You are absolutely right, Joe. I'm officially worried. I am officially worried. As you know, Joe, I had the Colts had, maybe past tense now, in the AFC Championship game this year. And, you know, the key for me is that literally, Joe, in the last 72 hours, as you detailed, it went from being a calf injury to an ankle bone bruise to potentially a high ankle sprain.